One. Hi, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton, Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Brentford press conference, and joining me to react to that are Jack Hunter-Spivey, Mo Stewart and Harriet Pryor. He discussed a few things in his press conference there. He discussed the Keita and Thiago injuries, woe is us, which we will get stuck into in this. He also discussed the youngsters against Norwich, which I'd like to get stuck into because it's nice to talk about the youngsters, isn't it? And also the depth in defence and general Liverpool's defensive solidity at the moment. We've got Billy Grant coming up in the second part of the show, speaking to Neil Atkinson for the opposition view, and we'll get into team news and predictions in the third part of the show. Jack, I'll come to you first. The Naby Keita injury crisis continues. The club has sort of given all the signs, and Jurgen gave all the signs again today, that it's not too serious, but they don't really know. And to be honest, I'm getting a bit of deja vu now.
Yeah, it's so frustrating, isn't it? You look at Keita's levels the last few games, and I thought he played unreal last game, and for him to get injured again, it is quite frustrating from his point of view and from Liverpool's point of view as well, because if he has a solid run, I think he actually could be a quality player, because he shows that in fits and starts when he is fit. But yeah, I think it's very frustrating. Hopefully it's not too long, but yeah, I don't know how long it'll be. Hopefully it's just this game, maybe next game, but yeah, we're not too sure, are we?
I think it's the innocuity, is that a word? I'm going to go with that as a word.
I know what you meant.
Of the injuries. It's how innocuous they are, the injuries. Like this latest one, Klopp coming out in the post-match press conference saying, oh, he basically kicked the grass. Mm. Yeah. Like, at this point, like, obviously everyone always makes the joke about people being made out of quavers and stuff. I'm starting to get a little bit concerned.
I mean, in his fairness, like, I did someone found the clip on Twitter and they replayed it. Like, he kicked the ground pretty hard. No. Like, I'm not going to lie. And it's difficult, because if that had happened to anybody else, we wouldn't even be discussing it. Yeah. But because it's Naby, and because it adds to a long list of already stuff, then it becomes a thing. And I'm gutted for him. I think you could tell by the way that Klopp was talking about it, he kind of felt like he didn't want to give more fuel to it. He wanted to just say, yep, it's unfortunate he's not around. It was painful, so he's not faking it, or he's not tough enough.
Yeah.
But essentially, it is what it is. And I think that it's the kind of thing that hopefully won't spoil his momentum. I think that he will be, obviously with the international break coming up, it might be an excuse for him to maybe stay home, maybe not go back to Guinea, because I think we all remember Guinea's a bit hot right now, and I don't mean temperature.